The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen, Ray engineering and producing the show on this Columbus Day. Some communities in America do not call it Columbus Day anymore. It's called Indigenous Peoples Day. And also, north of the border, today is Thanksgiving Day. A happy Thanksgiving to all of our Canadian friends. It is Monday, October the 8th, 2018. We're coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, and of course, worldwide live listening, my website, buckmastershow.com. The live line number for our face-off, 790-2040. Anytime during the hour, actually, please feel free to join us. Every Monday, we begin the program with our Monday political face-off, our team of commentators. This week, Jim Kelly is with us, longtime Republican activist. Jim is also a guy who's been around Tucson forever. Dr. Don Jorgensen is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don also has very deep roots in the Tucson area. Don, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, 40 years in Tucson this year.
Really?
Yeah. Came out for graduate school, met my wife who came out for the same reason, and the rest is long and strange history.
And you are a native of New England.
I am. Yep. Get to visit there later this month.
It's a pretty time of year there. And of course, Jim Kelly, your family has been in the Tucson area going back to territorial days.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Very true.
Around the Fort Lowell area.
Fort Lowell area and Wilcox, Fort Bowie.
Wow. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Stopped by and saw Moe, and he's doing very well. Some Saturday, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom-frame mirrors. He's done that for us. Got a couple of his mirrors in the bathroom, in two bathrooms, actually. He's got some great art on the walls at the shop that is for sale. Of course, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems, that is kind of Moe's specialty. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Let's begin now with the situation that the dust has settled somewhat. We have a new Supreme Court justice, Judge Kavanaugh, as what New York Times columnist Don and Jim calls the complete national disgrace is over. David Brooks thought the whole thing was an absolute disaster. He concluded his column by saying the Kavanaugh hearings were a look into the mirror and a vivid display of how ugly things have become. What are we going to do about it? Gentlemen, what are we going to do about it? Anything?
Don, what do you think?
Well, it's proven that the country is more divided than ever. And the sad fact of that is usually you look toward a leader to bring the country back, for a president seeking to unite folks. We don't have that. We have a president who's not calling for unity. He's continuing to employ kind of a divide-and-conquer strategy that has now been adopted by the Republicans in Congress, who are no longer interested in governance but in ruling. And so that's pretty much what we have is one-party rule. No longer the checks and balances that you would expect. And that's what we saw played out was kind of tribal divisions within Congress. So I think the only solution comes again in November, where we'll either see an affirmation or confirmation of that if the Republicans maintain the majority in both houses, or repudiation of it and a desire to return to checks and balances if the Democrats prevail.
Jim, the head of the Republican Party says the springs are all wound pretty darn tight right now, that people are not going to calm down after this.
I think he's right. I will say this, though. You seem to think that it's divide and conquer, and I think what this did more than anything, I don't think that November is going to be a referendum on President Trump. I think what it has become, because of the horrible behavior of the Democratic Party throughout the process of the Kavanaugh confirmation, is that it pushed on the fence centrist Republicans that have been never Trump Republicans, that either were not going to vote or even cross over. It pushed them back into the party. So I think there is speculation that President Trump was going to pull Kavanaugh's confirmation, and the party said, absolutely not. You stand by this guy, and we get through this, and we will get through this. And we did. So I don't think it was this big referendum on the leadership of President Trump. I think it was a huge referendum on the principles of, innocent until proven guilty, due process, and the return to the rules of the Senate. Because I tell you, there's a heck of a lot more Democrats out there that would much rather go back to the full 60 vote, that you have to have a 60-vote majority and return of the filibuster. These were taken away under Obama and by the Democrats when they were in power. So I think there's a whole lot of people that may want that rule back. But I do think that this is more a referendum on the rules of the Senate, the commodity or community of the Senate that people want to return to. Lindsey Graham, milquetoast Lindsey Graham, is saying for the first time in his life, he is going to go campaign against colleagues that he never thought he would ever do that in his lifetime. And here he is. He's going to be out there. Sheldon Whitehouse, blue state Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse lost 7 points in a week. He lost 7 points from 54% down to 47% in approval of people who said they were going to vote for him. This is the Democrat from Rhode Island. And so he's got a Republican challenger that's risen 5 points. So there's still a lot of undecideds in Rhode Island, but I'm going to tell you something. If a Republican takes Rhode Island in this under these circumstances, that's a big tell about the behavior of the Democratic Party and about what the American people think that they behaved like. They don't like it, and they want to return to some modicum of reasonableness. And elevator screamers aren't going to do it. Unfortunately, the elevator screamers are going to continue after November 6th.
Well, I like you, Jim, but you couldn't be more wrong. This was Trump all the way. This was Trump telling the Republicans, telling Mitch McConnell, get this done. There was no way he ever considered pulling Kavanaugh. You could see the White House orchestrating everything that happened there, from him going on Fox to coming out and demonstrating the least judge-like temperament we've ever seen.
The judge taking on a Trump tone.
Took on a Trump tone. Sounded like a conspiracy theorist attacking the Clintons, attacking the Democrats. And you can go on and on. It was that display of lack of judicial temperament. The question about whether he was completely truthful in all those settings that were reminiscent of Trump. I think a complete opposite. And I'm glad you brought up Lindsey Graham, because I think what you talk about, the yelling and screaming that went on outside the elevators, and I'm not sure how much of that is real. But you had Lindsey Graham in the hearing demonstrate, I think, what you'd almost call the primal scream of white male privilege in that case, presenting the ruling party as victims somehow, and the white males who were in charge as victims, and attempting to silence literally hundreds of thousands of women who experienced what Dr. Ford experienced, who is the one who demonstrated calmness and kind of a, the right kind of temperament we're looking for there. And it was that contrast that women will remember, and the undecided Democrats, or perhaps less motivated Democrats, will remember in November as well. The other point I'll make, and we were actually talking about this before we started, is that it's 4 weeks till the election. That's an eternity in Trump world, and who knows what we could be talking about a week from now.
Early voting does begin, though, very soon.
Thank God. I seriously, some of the TV ads have just been ridiculous. You know, everybody's, you know, burning puppies on one side or the other. I hate negative advertising. I hate, unfortunately, it works. I just don't like it. I've never liked being a messenger like that. I've always wanted, whenever I've worked for any candidate, one of the things, one of the biggest criticisms of me is that people said I didn't have the stomach to go after the really hit them hard. Well, you know, the problem is I do have the stomach for it, and I don't like the fact that I have the stomach for it. Mm-hmm. What I would prefer is that we talk about issues and that we talk about them in a fairly pleasant manner, so that people could say, what kind of world do I want? Do I want socialist elevator screamers in charge, or do I want Republicans that know how to run a meeting and get the whole point was to confirm him? The whole point was, you know, this is to get to know Judge Kavanaugh and get him confirmed to the Supreme Court. I think Grassley gave the elevator screamers far too much leeway. And
you're talking about Lindsey Graham again,
and,
right?
No, I'm talking about Charles Grassley. They gave him all too much leeway. All of this could have been avoided if the Republicans or if the Democrats had just said, fine, let it go through. But they thought they were going to have this great opportunity to energize the base and get everybody out to vote. Well, you know what they did? They energized the Republican base, the Trump base. But even beyond the Trump base, they energized Republicans that are never Trumpers to vote Republican. And you guys are in a lot of trouble come November 6th.
We will talk to Don. You'll pick up the thought about are the Democrats in a lot of trouble after we take our break. This Monday Political Face-Off, like every Monday Political Face-Off, is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, conveniently located in Midtown, Fort Lowell, and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. After you stop by Moe's to have all of your framing taken care of, how about lunch up at Mona's? Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. I've been talking about lunchtime up at Moe's, and yesterday I had lunch up there, and what a sandwich, Don Jorgensen. Mona's put together. Jim, you would have loved it. Beautiful, what they call kind of a rustic bread.
Oh, yeah.
Lightly toasted turkey, red bell pepper, mustard.
You're talking my game now, man.
Oh, my
Bill
goodness.
Always does this to us during
the
lunch.
During the lunch. Yeah. Yeah. Head up to Mona's, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There'll be a link to Mona's, Mona's Danish Bakery. There's a link to Moe's and all of our great sponsors. Be right back. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Tuesday during the noon hour. We'll talk with Democrat Kathy Hoffman, state school superintendent hopeful. Also, the Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report with Margaret Regan, Buckmaster noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And on Facebook, additional support comes from Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Only a three-hour drive. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for a complete listing of the great places to stay and several dozen recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Our two face-off panelists today, Jim Kelly and Don Jorgensen, during the break. Don, you were telling me about Silver City. You love that area of southwest New Mexico.
It's wonderful, but if you're trying to get through there on the 4th of July, don't bother. I had to do some work there, crisis work, and I was ready to leave on the 4th of July, and both of the main roads were closed.
That's for the 4th of July
parade. For the parade,
of course.
That went in a loop, mm-hmm. and then did the loop again. So it was wonderful small town parade and yeah. great people, but yeah. You know, enjoy your time there because you'll have some.
lots to do. And I know, Jim, you've been over there as well.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Great portion of the southwestern United States. So as we concluded segment one, Jim was talking about the bump that he expects Republicans to get. Don Jorgensen, what do you think? Are the Democrats in trouble because of this? Is the enthusiasm still there as we get ready to vote?
It's been an interesting dynamic, I'd say, over the past 72 hours. What we heard from Democrats, and particularly Democratic women, over the past 2 days was a real depression, kind of a sense that why keep fighting? You know, we're losing everything. The Republicans are in control now with Kavanaugh and Trump saying whatever he wants and his rallies and such. And that changed then Sunday night and even toward today, where it seems as though there was a temporary depression and right back to the level of anger for some, excitement, anxiousness, really a determination now to get out there. So I don't think it has hurt Democratic turnout. I think it'll actually, again, increase it because I think what we'll see, and I think Jim might have mentioned this earlier, you're not going to have too many undecideds mm-hmm. By the time of this election. What you will have is, again, and particularly on the Democratic side, record turnout for a midterm election. We're seeing that in terms of registrations in Arizona. We saw record turnout in Pima County during the primary. And we'll see that again. And that's the difference from midterm. Republicans do a much better job of getting the voters out at midterms. And so the bump that they may get is smaller in comparison to the huge bump that you'll see with Democrats. And in swing races, that can make a huge difference. And we have a number of those in this state this year.
Yeah, we were talking with FN Rodriguez, Jim, on Friday. Of course, by the way, the deadline to register is right around the corner, I think.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. And she was talking about really the turnout in the primary was pretty amazing.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people still decide for whatever reason they're not going to take part in the primary process. But we did have enthusiasm, renewed enthusiasm mm-hmm. about this primary.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Particularly in Pima County. Pima County is the blue oasis for the Democratic Party. And, it's going to be tough for Republicans in Pima County. But, for the big bump that you guys, the Democratic registration got in Pima County, it didn't get that big bump up in Maricopa. It didn't get mm-hmm. that big bump out in Coconino or Yavapai or Navajo or Yuma.
Which may help Martha McSally in the Senate race.
In the Senate race, Martha, I think, is going to be doing very, very well. I think the neck and neck is Leo Marquez and Ann Kirkpatrick. That was the thing that the Democrats counted on. They put a lot of money into Ann Kirkpatrick, which also played out in the voter registration drives of the Democratic Party in Pima County, because they want this seat and they want it very, very badly. Those resources have been so concentrated in Pima County and in CD2, it has robbed other Democratic candidates throughout the state. And like I said, I just think there's not going to be a blue wave. I think there will be, a blue stream that continues in Pima County. But it's going to be a hard fight for Leah Marquez and for Ann Kirkpatrick. The CD2 is going to be a hard, hard fight. But like I said, I think the Democrats abandoned other candidacies in order to put all of their money into this blue trickle in Pima County.
And real clear politics. Thank you, Ray, for putting that up. Looking like Sinema, it's about 3-point lead for Sinema. That's kind of in the margin of error, I think. That has closed a little bit over the last couple of days. So McSally has gotten that Republican bump that we were talking about.
The reverse is pretty much true from what we're watching. All these races are going to be contested, but we've actually have seen, and I think what we'll see in November is that Ann Kirkpatrick will win that seat by a larger percentage than Kirsten Sinema may win. And she is leading by 3%. That's run pretty steady, so mm-hmm. it hasn't really shown much of a difference. It's always been between 3-4% in the past couple of months, and that's run consistently there. With regard to statewide registration, again, it's about a 4-1 difference in favor of Democrats in terms of totals. Now, the total registration in the state is still primarily Republican, followed by Independents, followed by Democrats, about 33, 32, 31, which is a closer gap.
Independents have been gaining in that area.
They have. Yeah. And that's
what everybody's fighting for.
Yeah.
Right.
Particularly in this Ann Kirkpatrick and Leah Marquez Peterson
race.
They're fighting for the independents.
And that's what they're doing, the same thing in Pima County that the Democrats are doing statewide, is focusing on the independents because they need them. Democrats need 2/3 of the independents who vote to vote for Kirsten Sinema in order to win, to vote for Katie Hobbs. Well, that's what's up for question now, because getting back to the Kavanaugh nomination, mm-hmm. what it has done is, again, energized women. And you have a lot of angry women out there who are now more determined to vote. You also have a lot of angry, quiet women. When you talk mm-hmm. about the silent majority, there's a silent component of women, independents and even some Republicans, who are very displeased with what they've seen with this tilt to the far right, this kind of complete dismissal of women's voices on the right, and will not come out and speak to polls about whom they're going to vote for, but are indicating that women candidates have a much improved chance now of winning in November. And we're talking about Democratic or progressive female candidates.
70% of the votes will be already in by Election Day. I believe that's what FN Rodriguez said, something like 70. So 7 out of 10 voters will have done the early ballot thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just how that has changed over the years. I know in my 30 years in town, 30 years ago, even 25 years ago, I don't even know if we had early balloting. I mean, it's just...
Oh, we didn't. It was called absentee balloting.
Yeah.
You couldn't be here. You had to demonstrate that.
Yes. Right. So.
But now it's that complete shift. And interesting to watch states like Oregon, which has all mail-in balloting.
Wow.
You know, one of the things I agree with Don on is that silent woman voter.
Uh-huh.
We call them mama bears. And I'm telling you, they're going to protect their sons, and they're going to protect their sons from the elevator screamers. And
not going to protect their daughters?
Yeah,
that's the question.
No, their daughters are going to learn how to protect themselves.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Jim Kelly, always a pleasure to see you. And Don Jorgensen, safe travels to you. You're going to be on the road a lot here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Next 3 weeks or so. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is our primary sponsor, and he's done such a great job. He believes in good political discourse, and we try to give that to our listeners every Monday here at noon. Moe's located Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. We'll be right back with the Better Business Bureau monthly scam of the month. And believe me, this one is very interesting. Has to do with the elections. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and it's time for our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne Miller is with us. Suzanne does such a great job as Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. Hi, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Well, why don't we kind of pick up on what I was sort of promoting, these election-related scams.
Yeah.
Scammers are hoping that everybody is, I don't know, too fatigued or too naive to notice and they're not up to date on what's going on. And how are these working? Let's talk about a couple of them.
Thank you. I really think this is a big deal. In fact, when I came in this morning, Christopher just shared that he got scammed.
Did he really?
He was targeted with one.
Uh-huh.
And what's really happening right now is, I mean, you have the signs up, you have all of the radio ads and the campaign signs, the mail, the emails, the phone calls, and people are getting a little bit inundated and they kind of start to tune out, I think, to a certain extent. And so scammers are really wanting you to, hoping that you are overwhelmed and don't catch on to their scams that they're trying to do and sneak in there. And the big one that I really wanted to talk about today, because tomorrow is the last day to register mm-hmm. to vote. Mm-hmm. So there is a scam that's a re-register scam. Mm-hmm. And the way Christopher got it was through a text, but they're getting it through email and phone calls that you need to re-register. And that is really, I mean, if you get a call saying that you were removed from the list of registered voters, that's really a big red flag for you.
Yeah.
And really, they're going to be asking you for your social security number, all of your information. It's just another way for identity theft. And we really want people to be aware of that because right now everybody is thinking about it. And so it's very it's very timely, and we just want people to slow down and think about that. And if you really have a question about the legitimacy of it, check with the Board of Elections and make sure that you're registered. Don't, engage in that conversation, whether it's phone or text or email.
Yeah, we had F.Ann Rodriguez on the program Friday, Suzanne.
Oh, good.
And F.Ann is, of course, the longtime Pima County recorder here. And she was talking about registration deadline and everything. And she, I'm sure, would be very happy that we are talking about this re-register scam, because they're not doing anything like this at the Pima County Recorder's Office, calling people and telling them you need to re-register. So, and if you have any questions, it's easy enough. There are people at FN's site downtown that would be happy to take your call.
Absolutely.
And they're going to tell you this is a scam, so be very careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you're getting a lot of this, there is a lot of a legitimate polling going on.
Right.
But then there's some scammers who are calling and wanting a credit card.
Right. And you should not be paying
your opinions
participate in
an election survey.
And a lot of people are very passionate about how they want to vote, and they think that this is a way to really make a difference. So they're donating to a cause and participating in a poll. So there's a few different things going on here. One is, we're taking a poll and we'd like you to be a part of it, and then you will get a prize for doing so. And by getting that prize, then you need to just pay for the shipping. And so that's how they're getting your financial information. That's really nice. And then you have the actual campaign fund collections that are happening, and people want to support their candidates, but right. they have scammers calling that's, you know, claiming to be with candidates, but they're really not. And we really just say, you know, go directly to the site of the campaign office, or go into the campaign office, mail a check to their office, you know, but really do your research before you give. Do not engage with a phone call that, it, you know, is coming into you. They may have something to say, but don't give any money on that call.
Yeah, good advice about as we are very cranking it up here before the election season. Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about this bank text scam that is going along. This is kind of in the category of the old phishing.
Right. I know.
And smishing.
That's what they're calling it. They're calling it smishing. How funny is that? So it's a combination of the SMS scams and the phishing scams. And you're just getting a text from your financial institution saying that they want to refund you money for something, and or you owe them money and you need to pay. And so we're really just trying to do a big warning, because it's really hitting our credit unions hard. And ultimately, you know, there's not much you can do if you're paying with your debit card.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's going to take a long time to get that money back if you can. So you really just want to be careful. Again, don't engage. Go directly to the bank and ask them, and, you know, or give them a call directly on the number on the back of your card. Just don't engage with whoever's, you know, reaching out to you, because more than likely it's a scam.
The fraud check research study was very interesting. What were the bottom line conclusions of that, Suzanne?
Yes, this is a really great study that came out. Again, our BBB scam tracker is so great. It's really just so much information. We really want everybody to go there to search and report scams. And that information that we get from that allows us to create these research studies that help us determine, how are people getting scammed? Why is this still happening? You know, everybody thinks that they're not vulnerable, but everybody is. And why is that? What are they saying? What are their stories that's really, you know, getting to the emotion of why people are giving them the information? So this fraud check study is basically... two things. Is the employment scam is a big part of this. So people are getting jobs and they're getting paid with a check, and it's more than the amount that they're owed, and they're told to give a piece of it, send it to another account. And people need to realize that crediting a bank account does not mean that the cash check is valid. It can come back a week later and be a fraud check. And if you already sent money from your checking account to somebody else, you are not going to get that back, especially if you sent it, you know, with the wire transfer. So that's really a big deal. And cashier's checks and postal money orders, they can be forged. And a lot of people think, oh, that's the way to go, but know that those can be forged too. So scammers are reaching out to you and they're giving you fraudulent checks, and you're sending money to, you know, other accounts on their behalf, and you just need to really watch out for that. But that research study is at bbb.org.
Yeah, and you've gotten several dozen reports on the BBB scam tracker just locally about this.
Oh, yes, and big time. And we've had people lose quite a bit of money. In fact, someone just reported it last week. So we definitely, he lost, I think, $1,500. And it was in two increments. So you have to be so careful. And scammers, unfortunately, are smart, and they know how to get to you emotionally.
I'm still getting those calls from Microsoft from India, too.
Oh, man. Oh, they're so busy over there.
Aren't they, though? Yeah. that telling me that there is something wrong with my account. And so Microsoft doesn't usually, I don't think they call people.
No, especially requiring payment and tell, you know, that, oh my goodness, that one just won't go away.
Yep.
But, you know, you're smart, Bill, so you didn't fall for it.
No, I didn't.
You make me proud.
Thank you very much. The 2019 Torch Awards are coming up. This is kind of a signature event of the Better Business Bureau. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, we're super excited that this is going to be happening on May 3rd of next year. I know it seems like it's next year is so far away, but it will be here before we know it. And it's going to be at Casino del Sol again. But this year, we've really kind of changed it up as far as the categories go. So you can learn more information at bbb.org. But I want everyone to know that it's an ethics category and a spark category now. So the ethics is for-profit, which is based on business size now, and we've opened it up to nonprofits because of our charity review program.
Very good.
I love it. And so that's based on revenue. And then, of course, we've kept our Spark Award, which is for owners that are 35 years or younger that own a business, and they have their own award.
Very good.
It's very exciting.
2019 Torch Awards, Friday, May 3rd, Casino del Sol. Nominations now open and will be closing on November the 30th. For more information about the BBB, go to bbb.org/Tucson. Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improved regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by my favorite bakery in town. Mark Sykes, are you always up for some bakery goods?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mark Sykes from the Planetary Science Institute with me. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. The owner, Steve, wants me to tell you, and I'll do so gladly, because we've used all of those great bakery goods on our Thanksgiving table. Yep, time to start thinking about the holidays. All those dinner rolls from Mona's are going to be a big hit. And if there's a particular pie that you like, pumpkin pie, cherry, whatever, Steve can make that happen for you as well. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Another great sponsor, Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Check out Green Things for all of your gardening needs. And, of course, now they're home to Zocalo Village, all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. They have five shops there at Zocalo Village on the 13 acres of Green Things. So check it out at best place maybe to start, greenthingsaz.com. Let's welcome now Mark Sykes, who is the CEO of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute, a nonprofit that's been around for over 40 years, engaged in the exploration of the solar system. I sent in my check actually yesterday to renew my membership to the Planetary Science Institute because I think it's pretty darn important. How are you, Mark?
I'm great.
I mean, you guys do a lot of good work, and you have dozens of scientists who are in part of the portfolio.
We have about 120 now.
120 scientists, and under your umbrella, and some of some of these people work all over the world.
All right, well, they live all over the world. We've got people in 24 states and 13 countries.
You just got back from Germany. How did that trip go? That was the Dawn Science Team meeting.
Getting to the end of the mission. I've been working on Dawn for about 20 years.
Tell our listeners about Dawn.
Well, Dawn is a spacecraft which has been orbiting two of the largest objects in the asteroid belt, Vesta, which is a basaltic rock, and now Ceres. And Ceres is a dwarf planet. And it's sitting between Mars and Jupiter, and it's got potentially some subsurface oceans. It has cryovolcanism. We see some evidence for that in terms of one volcanic feature and some bright white spots from material coming up from the interior. It's a it's an absolutely fascinating world.
And the Dawn, what's going to happen to Dawn? Is it going to run out of gas or what?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to run out of hydrazine, and that's one of our propulsions. It's a we have been operating in a in our second extended mission in a very eccentric orbit where the closest to the planet we get is 35 kilometers above the surface, so it's very close, and so we can see things 5 meters wide. Mm. You know that's how small we can see things. And so we're saying, so we could be running out any day now. It's come down to the end.
You could see a Volkswagen on Ceres.
Yeah, it'd be only 2 pixels wide, but yeah, you can see that.
speaking of Ceres, your fine public relations gentleman, Alan Fisher, put out a news release today just about Ceres that I guess one of your senior scientists at the Planetary Science Institute has come up with a paper that Ceres has experienced an indirect polar reorganization.
Well, he was studying the gravity field of Ceres, and combining that with the topography we see over the surface, and he was determining that there was a like a band of low density that's tilted to today's pole. And he was attributing that to an early part of Ceres when it was more liquid on the interior and where the crust was kind of decoupled from the interior a bit and twisting and you're kind of going to torque. And so the pole was kind of wandering around and it was causing this kind of a band of low density material around the pole of that of the original pole, and so it's a very interesting discovery.
But it was a reorientation of 30 approximately 36 degrees. That sounds like kind of a lot.
Well, you know, there's a lot of objects. Mars, its pole wanders around quite a bit as well. Yeah. There are, you know, because the interior of these worlds are not uniform.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've got some heterogeneities, differences in the interior, and that caused things to wobble a bit, and or maybe more than a bit,
in the case of
Ceres and Mars.
This is the category of there are no stupid questions when Mark Sykes is seated with me in studio, and I'm just thinking, well, do our own poles do any wobbling or no?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. I mean, even today, the Earth poles wanders around. I think about every 14,000 years or so, is it, you know, by a few degrees.
Huh.
And but you know, in the interior Earth, you have all these plumes, you have the continental drift, and stuff moving around, and so that kind of torques things a bit.
You were also, I think you just got back from Utah. What was going on up
there? We're having a science team meeting of the NEOCAM mission. That's the Near Earth Object Camera mission, which we're hoping to get launched in the next few years. This is an object which is going to find all the asteroids, which are likely to hit the Earth, that are above 140 meters in diameter. In other words, something that could cause some significant local damage or regional damage. And
That sounds pretty important.
Yeah, right now we know about 17,000 near-Earth asteroids. NEOCAM should discover about 300,000.
And who's pioneering that project or shepherding that?
That's led by Amy Meinzer of Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And there's a number of us that have been working on that for a number of years, and it is a good mission. We're hoping it's going to, find the money to fly at some point.
I knew there was the word money.
Yeah, that's
I knew it. That would be the big stumbling.
That's
block.
That's what makes spacecraft go, Bill. it's not fuel; it's money.
But some of these projects. What is it like the OREX project? Mm-hmm. That's a big money object.
That's a big $1 billion. That's a billion-dollar mission.
And then when you put some of this into perspective, that's a billion-dollar mission. But then we're talking about the Dawn mission. People got their tax dollars worth that one. That didn't cost as much.
That was about half as much. It was about $500 million
and,
or $450 million.
And what are you talking about with the NEOCAM?
NEOCAM is going to be much cheaper. It'll be more like $250, $300 million.
Mm-hmm.
And but it'll be very worthwhile because it will tell us about the neighborhood that the Earth orbits in. You know, all the things that are flying around out there, and it's good not just for understanding what could hit us and harm us, so that we could prevent it. You know, if we catch something far enough in advance, but also tell us about the composition of these things. So if we want to find potential fuel out there, or you know, targets for human exploration. Are building up our infrastructure beyond the Earth's atmosphere. This is the path towards doing that.
It was a busy day for the Planetary Science Institute. I have another news release in front of me from Alan Fisher, and this one's about Mars and what they call, how to quickly map young ice deposits and formations on Mars. So young, I suppose, is relative, the term there.
Oh, yeah. In millions of years.
This did not happen long in the tube. Last week, right?
No. Yeah. But ice is really important, you know, because if we ever do go to Mars, then understanding where the ice is beneath the surface is going to be important towards determining where we want to land and set up, you know, colonies or facilities or whatever in the future, but both for living as well as for generating the fuel that allows to leave the planet and come back.
Is there a lot of ice on Mars?
Yeah, you know, there is. There is. We know about the poles.
Yes.
You see the polar ice caps up there.
But is it in other places, too?
It extends down to at least 60 degrees of latitude from the poles.
Wow.
And so beneath the surface, we see evidence of that through some neutron observations of the surface discovered by Bill Feldman. There's quite a bit of, and also that whole northern plains area, that used to be a big ocean. up there. So a lot of the water has fled to the interior or someplace, but Mars has been a fairly water-rich world.
Hmm. And to get to that water and that ice, how deep are these deposits?
A meter, a few feet, high rise, that's run by the University of Arizona here. They see some small craters being created on the surface, and those craters, when they're excavated, are bright on the inside because they've exposed ice. Mm-hmm. And then we know it's ice because after a while, it evaporates. And so there's ice quite near the surface.
And that could come in very handy if we ever do get to Mars.
Yeah. If Elon Musk, can get it together here.
Yeah. All right. The website for the Planetary Science Institute is psi.edu.
Yes.
I got it right.
Yes.
Wrote
bravissimo.
It down. Yeah. So that's kind of a good starting place to learn about the Planetary Science Institute. This is a locally based group, and they've got some really bright minds working over there. And Dr. Mark Sykes kind of oversees the whole operation. And you've got a lot of irons in the fire right now.
Yeah, a lot of missions that we're involved with, ground-based, space-based observations, and now increasingly laboratory work.
And you're nonprofit, so a few dollars thrown your way really does help, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So my donation will be put to good use.
It will.
Mark Sykes, always a pleasure. We'll see you in November. I can't believe we're talking about November already.
Oh, God.
All right. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show today. Coming up, Michael Medved, right after this program, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, 12:04 tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.